Somebody who received a tanner in pieces from the Beis Umma, for the one who makes the tanur. The tanner came in slats, it was unassembled. He had to put it together himself. He made for the tanner limudim, which are hoops. These hoops are used to attach the slats of the tanner. And he put the limudim on the tanner. He has assembled the tanner. It's still tar, it's not yet makabal tuma, until he coats it with clay and heats it up enough to bake in this who's got it. Nitma, who see like as we move up, tar. If after he assembled the tanner, coated it with clay, and heated it up, it became tumid. And then he went ahead and removed the hoops. So now the tanner is unassembled, it's back into slats. It is now tar, it's no longer tumid. As just like if he breaks the tanner, it's no longer tumid. So too, if he unassembles it, it's no longer tumid. Hechziran lo tar. Marco betet mekabel tuma vein tzarich lasi kenu shekvar husa. If after he took off the hoops and the tanner was back into slats, he put the tanner back together. He put the hoops back on. He reassembled the tanner. It's still tar. It's not yet mekabel tuma again. But if he goes ahead and coats it with clay after he reassembles the tanner, then it would be mekabel tuma again. Although the old tuma that it had before he unassembled it would not come back, but it would be makabo and new tuma. And in order for it to be makabo tuma again, he would not have to heat it up, since it had already been heated after he assembled it the first time. Now that he reassembled it, he would not have to heat it up again in order for it to be makabo tuma. But he would have to coat it with clay again. The reason being is that since he unassembled it, when you reassemble the tanner, it will not be perfectly aligned unless you recoat it with clay. So therefore, in order for it to be makabo tuma again, he has to recoat it with clay. But he would not have to heat it up again, since it has already been heated. Somebody who has a tanner that has become tumid. He wants him to retire the tanner, so he cuts the tanner into lengthwise strips, that each strip is less than 4 tefachim wide. So now the tanner is tar. And now he reassembles the tanner by putting the strips back together and coating it with clay. But when he put it back together, he put sand in between each strip. Rabbi Eliezer mitayer v'chachamim mitamim. Rabbi Eliezer is mitayer the tanner even after it's reassembled and coated with clay, even after it's heated up. Since there's sand in between each piece, it no longer could be makabel tuma. While the chachamim are mitamim the tanner, they disagree. They say that after the tanner is reassembled and coated with clay, it would be makabel tuma again. Zehu tanura shoachnoi. This tanner that is reassembled with sand in between each piece is referred to as the tanner shoachnoi. Achnoi meaning a snake. As a snake sometimes encircles itself by putting its tail into its mouth, so too the Chachamim encircled Rabbi Eliezer with halachos and rayos that this tanner should be makabel tuma. Now, even though Rabbi Eliezer himself also had many rayos to his viewpoint that it should not be makabel tuma, the halacha like the Chachamim since there are a rabbim connected Rabbi Eliezer who is only a yachid, one individual. And since Rabbi Eliezer persisted in arguing with the Chachamim, even though they were the rabbim, they put Rabbi Eliezer into chair. All the taros of Rabbi Eliezer was matar, all the things that came into contact with this tana, which Rabbi Eliezer was matar, the Chachamim took him and were matami them and burnt them and put Rabbi Eliezer into chair. Yoros ha'arvayim shu chayper baretz v'tach betit. Yoros ha'arvayim literally means Arab bent. It's a type of Bedouin oven that they would dig a hole in the ground. The plaster of the hole was clay. And the way they would bake in there is by sticking the dough onto the clay. M'yachar ha'tiyah lama b'fnei'at matameh. Then lav tar. If after the clay dries, it could stand by itself, even if you would remove the soil around it, it would still stand. Then it has a din like an oven. Even though it's just clay, it would have a din like an oven, and it would be makabel tuma. But if after it dries, it cannot stand by itself, it needs the support of the ground around it, then it's tar, it's not makabel tuma. It doesn't have a din like a tanner. Vizet tanuro shall ben dinai. This tanner that the Yoros ha'arvayim is referred to as the tanner of ben dinai. Ben Dinai was a person who used to make tanurim like this. Some say the reason why this tanner was called Ben Dinai was because it was done with dinim harbe on this tanner. In other words, they were mafalfo very much and spent a lot of time in discussion before they decided that the tanner would be makabel tuma if it was stand by itself. And since it's not really a tanner in itself, it's just a hole in the ground that is plastered with clay, the chum felt that maybe the tanner should not be makabel tuma no matter what. It should have a din like the ground itself, which is not makabel tuma, but at the end they decided that if it stands by itself, it would be makabel tuma. And since they spent a lot of time discussing it, they called the tanner ben dinai, because they were done dinim harbe on this